And in fact, the people of Earthhaven didn't really love the name of this series.
Utopia is a distraction from the deeper purpose of life. It's actually what got us in this trouble in the first place, the pursuit of a perfect world.
Chuck Marsh is one of the founders of Earthhaven. Sitting down with him in this house felt like being in the presence of a guru.
Utopianism is about creating an ideal, you know, the Garden of Eden. We can't live in the Garden of Eden. Obviously, it was too much for Eve and Adam to handle it. Perfection is not what we're after here. It's a selfish imperative. We have to get down into the grit of life. That means more than everybody retreating in their personal little hegemon. That means loving life back where the web of life has been ripped asunder.
Chuck told me that searching for utopia means giving up on what we already have. Permaculture is about maintaining it.
A house that's not maintained, a life that's not maintained, a culture that's not maintained will squander and fail. We need to learn to value maintenance again, because maintenance is love.
At Earthhaven, everyone seemed to have their own definition of permaculture. But Chuck is the one who got me to see its full potential. Permaculture could save the world.
We have to take charge of designing our way out of this existential dilemma that we find ourselves in here in the 21st century, facing the extermination of humanity. It's going to require deep vision driven by design. This is why the permaculture design community has so many gifts to offer us.
But according to Chuck, easy is not the right word.
It's hard soul work to stick with this in the cauldron that we call Earthhaven. I hate that name, by the way. Too hippy-dippy for me by far. This is not a haven for the earth. My actual personal name for this place is Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak Ridge?
Yes. It's where you come to have your heart broken again and again and again in the transformative process. If you're not willing to courageously allow yourself to be broken open and have your heart broken again and again and again, there's no point even beginning that journey. It's like an alchemical process in which the dross of our lives is thrown into the cauldron of an endeavor like this. And out of it, that which is not essential is burned away, leaving us with the core of what it really means to be a human and alive in these times.
Chuck died of cancer shortly after my visit. He was buried on the land. I think of him kind of like a Moses figure now. You know, he did all this work, but he didn't live to see his mission accomplished. But you know, Chuck was thinking way beyond getting himself to the promised land.
Your mission needs to be bigger than you can even hope to accomplish in a lifetime. If it's anything smaller than that, it's not big enough and you need to re-examine it. For many of us, we knew that we may never realize the benefits of the work that we did, that we were really doing this work for those yet born, for future generations. This has always been an intergenerational transfer project. If we don't reweave our functional interdependence, if we continue to fall back on independent thinking and our independence, then we'll fall short of the mark. That's not what's called for. That's what got us into this. It's too much independence, you know, too much false attraction to freedom, you know, and things like that. That's not true freedom. Freedom is not found there. Freedom lies at the end of a well-lived life.
Listening to Chuck in this moment made it clear. Heartbreak Ridge is my kind of utopia. But according to him, that meant it was time for me to move on out.
when I hear young people saying, oh, I was drawn to move to Earth, I want to say, well, I hope you don't plan on staying. Because if all the conscious people gathered in a few safe places with those people they're comfortable with, then we're lost. Don't go to those sweet, comfortable places. Go there on vacation. Go there for a sabbatical. Learn what you need to take to begin and go out into all those 3,000 counties that are hurting all over America, where towns are dying, where economies are failing, where despair is rampant. We need to go to the places where the need is the deepest. Go there and help your fellow human beings find themselves and their way back to health and wholeness, and take part in those communities and start building the alternative nation where you live and where you choose to settle today.